So with being so intimately involved then in the Eastern skiing arena, what was your relationship as a publisher with the local Mount Mansfield Ski Company? And when did you know, how did you balance that relationship?
Well, from the very back then, Sepp Ruch was God in this community, and was a great man, really, and did a lot of wonderful things. But he and I were not on the most friendly basis because he wanted us to be the house organ or magazine or something, and always tout what the ski club, what the Mount Mansfield Company was doing. And we did not. We were always independent of that. And so we had a few fallings out over the years. And we sometimes we lost out. We had a picture once. It was a terrible mistake showing a front page picture showing somebody. Actually, it was just a set of crampons on the ice up on the slope, of somebody watching a ski race. And at that same issue, we had an article tucked away on the front page about why we ski in snow. And the two of them were just jawing each other. And at that point, the Mount Mansfield Company was as set as ahead and, canceled all their advertising with us for a full year, and we lived under that threat for quite a while. I mean, and if we didn't get advertising from Mount Mansfield, we were quite financially dependent upon local advertising. As things went along later, it wasn't quite as important, but.
So how did you balance that? I mean, how did you try to keep in mind the fact that you were dependent upon, the advertising revenue, but you also didn't want to be beholden to, being a marketing arm of the mountain?
We at one point, now this may have been a little bit later now, after Sepp had gone, and we had some pretty aggressive presidents of the Mount Mansfield Company, and aggressive PR men went along with it. And at that point, we were probably all enjoying the privileges of free skiing at the mountain. And this one PR man told us that since we supply this freebie, these passes for you, we think you could be a little bit more cooperative. I think that afternoon I wrote everybody in the Snow Reporter saying, henceforth, no more freebies. We're going to pay our way from then on. And I think probably that's still done. I don't know whether there's any free skiing anymore up there, but we immediately sort of cleared that and let everybody know that we were doing that too. I mean, that we were not beholden to them at all, right?
Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
And that PR man disappeared shortly thereafter.
Right.